Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
Well, Tiny Kangaroo Down, Sport Tiny Kangaroo Down. I'm going to give everybody five guesses for where we're broadcasting from here for another delicious hour on radio. It's the most delicious hour on radio, and you listen to here every Saturday at 4 on AM 790 KNST. Thank you so much, fellow foodies, for turning out for Tailgate Central. We are down under. We are broadcasting live from the land of plenty. We're broadcasting live from Aussie Cantina at 1118 East 6th Street, right on the corner of 6th and Fremont. We are getting ready to bear down against the Utes in ways that you just can't imagine. Woo! And we're doing it with great food, we're going to doing it with great beverage, and we're doing it with our celebrity co-host for the full hour, fellow foodie and PR extraordinaire, John Farlow is back in the house.
Good day, mate. Great to be here.
All right, so we've only been on the air for 1 minute and 50 seconds. We've logged our first mate.
Let's see. What? Anyways, they've got this, so I'm looking at the menu right now, and they have the Aussie Cantina lingo. I plan to use every single one of these particular phrases. I've already used two since we started. So,
you know, we talked to owner Glenn Murphy here from Australia. We're going to be talking to him in the second half of the show, but we had a little bit of a disclaimer at the front end of our conversation. We're going to violate every protocol there is about Australian stereotypes.
No stereotypes are off limits this day.
But anyway, this is Tailgate Central. They are putting out the red carpet. Listen to this, fellow foodies. $2 off all appetizers, $2 off all beverages of the alcoholic variety, and there are many of those, and $2 off something called Aussie Rolls. And then as you're taking a look down the menu, there's something that is intriguing to me, and we're going to have to ask Glenn about this. Kangaroo tacos, John Farlow.
I know. I was in Australia, I never had kangaroo until my son decided the other day he was going to make kangaroo chili. And I got to tell you, it's really good stuff. So
maybe that'll be one of the things we try.
I think that the root tacos are going to be definitely on the list.
Well, you know, don't be afraid. You know, open your mind. Come on down here because you're going to be listening, as I said, to Glenn Murphy and Sally Shamrell, his lovely wife. They're going to be talking about Life Down Under and how they brought back that whole experience for us in Southern Arizona to appreciate. And we're talking about beers and things. There's more than just Foster's.
Oh, yeah.
They do have Foster's on tap.
They do have Foster's on tap, but it's a really good, and it's a very good price for Foster's on tap.
Exactly. Like, but what are we drinking? What are we drinking now, John?
We are drinking Cooper's Original Pale Ale, which I had for the first time in Australia back in 2007. I got to tell you, this is one of my favorite beers, and I am not a light beer type person, but this, I mean, they make a killer stout too, but this is a really, really good beer.
It's a great beer to kind of start the evening.
It is.
You know, we're tailgating out here.
I'm sure it goes good with the dingo dog. So.
See, you're checking things off left
and
right.
No, there's a dingo dog on the menu, so.
Yeah, so Cooper's Brewery Original Pale Ale, a bottle fermented family brewed right in the heart of Australia from the land of plenty. Again, they're doing this great tailgate party here. Grilled sausages, I think, for only
$2
here today.
Snags. They're called snags, apparently. So yes, they're doing grilled $2 snags on the patio.
Now, when was the last time you were in Australia?
No, it was 2008.
So how long were you down there?
Just for, I guess, about a week.
And we're going to talk to Glenn about this, but what comes to mind, John Farlow, when you're thinking about Australian food, Australian beverages, or something
it's just paradise there. It's like, I mean, the absolutely, it is probably one of the my favorite places in the entire world.
Wow.
The people are awesome. The beer is nice and it flows freely. it's just kind of a giant party. I mean, it's like in beautiful people, wonderful. They love Americans, or at least they pretended to when I was there. So the food was great. It was very diverse. A lot of Asian influence really is when I noticed that there was a lot of just that Pacific Rim kind of stuff, in addition to what you would think as far as kangaroo steaks and those kind of things.
Exactly. You know, you say beautiful people. What a coincidence. I mean, here we are. There's no surprise, no mystery, the fact that Aussie Cantina is right here on 6th Street in Fremont.
This is a great location.
People, we're looking out the window, you know, just a little bit due east is Arizona Stadium. People are starting to file in, coming here, having a few beers. I mean, and Glenn and Sally have really created this authentic experience for you to come down, have some of these great things. Now, amber fluids, I guess, now what we're drinking is not an amber fluid.
We're drinking some stubbies.
It has to be a draft
Yes.
To be an amber fluid.
Yeah.
But
a stubby is a
we're
bottled beer.
Stuff, exactly.
Okay.
There's another check. This is our Terps.
So when we're Terps, yeah. And Ralph Avella is actually going to be our guest here in just a few minutes. We're going to be talking about the beverage landscape. And when you're thinking about what to drink, what to imbibe in, when you're thinking about Australia, Ralph is going to be talking to us, and hopefully he'll be pouring some examples of what he has
really
in mind.
Good. They're Cantina cocktails. I tried one. I tried the Aussie Sunset. And I got to tell you, it is a really, really good drink.
I love it that they
have it served in a mason jar.
Jar. And I was just going to say, next to every item on the cocktail menu, they've got a code, either MJ or T or P, which talks about basically the kind of glass that it's served in. A mason jar, a pint glass, a martini glass. So this is all in the Aussie Sunset, like you said, Stoli Orange, Muddled Orange, Fresh Mint, Blood Orange Sour, and Ginger Beer. What a spectacular cocktail.
And the mint just kind of brings it all together. It's a really good cocktail.
So what's been going on in your world, when you're not thinking about going down under? Gosh. Is anything captivating you on the culinary and cocktail scene?
We just got back from Cabo. That was an excellent time. We had a lot of really, really good food down there. Clearly a lot of Mexican food. We stayed in all-inclusive, which was kind of unique. So that was fun.
Okay, so did you give them a little heads up by saying, all-inclusive, and the Farlows are coming?
I think we beat the house on that one. So it was like we beat it both on the culinary side and also on the beverage side, although things were a little watered down. But but we had some great food at Cabo Wabo and those kind of things. But I'm really excited about – I've been telling people, you got to start trying Tucson – like experience the Tucson food scene, because it's really changing. I mean, there are some really great restaurants downtown. This is a great new concept. I think we finally gotten to a point in Tucson where we are starting to come up with good local concepts and very diverse. I mean, it's not just all Mexican food or anything like that. My hat's off to the Flores family and those folks, but we've got a lot of really diverse things, including Australian food now.
So yeah, exactly. Obviously a lot of action is downtown, but it's not exclusive to downtown.
No,
it's really spread out all over. Now, you got back from Cabo. Now, I know you're a rum guy. And I'm sure the tequila flows freely down there in Cabo.
Both do.
what were you doing from a spiritual sense, John?
So I think I had the best margarita I've ever had in my life.
Wait a minute. Now you don't just throw
no,
that
I,
out.
No, I know.
Those are bold words, John.
Yeah, and my wife can attest to this, because it was actually her margarita. I ended up drinking half of it. But it was an amazing – it was just an experience. And it was a bit – yeah, the tequilas, I think, and clearly I was there to see Sammy Hagar's for his birthday bash, so had to try his rum and those kind of things. And so that was – we had a great time at just the local places, in addition to, like, kind of the – what you would think is, like, kind of the trendy Cabo Wabo kind of thing. Sounds like it's starting to pack in here.
Yeah, things –
build up a little bit.
They're grilling the sausages. I mean, I lost count how many beers they have on tap here. The snags.
Yep.
We got the Terps and the Coldies and the Stubbies and the Amber Fluid. Things are flowing freely right here at Aussie Cantina, 1118 East 6th Street on the corner of 6th and Fremont. They are throwing out amazing party here. It's the tailgate central as we prepare for the Arizona Wildcats to take the field against the Utah Utes. This is a must-win, John.
Bear down. Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. So anyway, you're listening to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio, whether you're listening to us on AM 790. Maybe you're listening to us live on onthemenulive.com. Perhaps one of the millions that streams live worldwide on the iHeartRadio network. We are so glad you're here. Come on down and join the party at Aussie Cantina. $2 off appetizers, $2 off alcoholic beverages, $2 off Aussie rolls, $2 off John Farlow. I mean, the specials.
They keep going on and on.
Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to take a quick departure from Australia to Argentina.
Oh.
What you say? Wow. Stick around. We'll be right back. You're listening to On the Menu Live on AM 790 KNST.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Aussie Cantina at 1118 East 6th Street. On the corner of 6th and Fremont, the tailgate central party is erupting, John Farlow.
It is.
I mean, the red
carpet. It's a rip of good time.
We are having a ripper of a good time. Again, $2 off appetizers, $2 off alcoholic beverages, of which there are many, fellow foodies, $2 off Aussie rolls. We're drinking a great beer, called Cooper's Beer and IPA, which is a lovely, authentic Australian beer.
Good.
Having a great time. Come on out here. Enjoy the party while the party is still rocking. We are doing grilled sausages. And now, you know who just sat down with us? The man. We're going to be talking to Ralph Lavella in just a few minutes, but we're going to take a quick departure from Australia over to Argentina because tomorrow at the Hacienda del Sol, starting at 4 o'clock, is one of my favorite events of the entire year for culinary and cocktail enthusiasts. It's Argentina, heart and soul. And from the Hacienda del Sol, we've got Matthew Landon on the line. Hey, Matt, how are you?
Good, Matt Russell. How you doing today?
Well, look, I'm surrounded by people in red and blue, and there's cocktails, and there's beers, and there's wine, and there's sausages on the grill. And we're talking Australian food. I mean, how can it get any better?
How can it get any better? You know, Matt, for a moment there, too, I thought maybe you had a fan club down there with you. I heard all the hooting and hollering in the background.
You know, I like to travel with my own security team and, you know, pay him.
He's got his hype man
handsomely.
Here, so.
But anyway, we're going to take a quick departure from Australia over to Argentina. And, Matt, as I said, you guys are about ready to host, I think, the seventh or ninth annual Argentina Heart and Soul tomorrow, starting at 4 o'clock. Tell me what you guys have up your sleeve this year.
Well, Matt, you are correct. It is the ninth annual. It starts at 4 o'clock and is going to run until 7. We're going to have 35 premium selections from Argentina. And if you haven't been to an event before, it's $55 per person. We'll have the wines all set out all across the property. You'll get the opportunity to walk around and sample various wines. And if there's anything that you like, you can also purchase that to take home at a nice discounted price. We're also going to have, you know, a bunch of different Argentine-style foods. This is always fun for the chefs because, you know, it gives them an opportunity to do something a little bit different for the evening. And they all come out onto the grounds as well, and then we set up action stations for them. So we'll have some suckling roast pig, grilled house-made linguica sausages, roast lamb with chimichurri sauce, some different curd meats, some grilled pizzas, and, you know, some other things, too. I don't want to give too much away. We want you to come up and try some of it out as well. Just want to mention one more thing. Sorry, Matt. We also have Tucson's very own Brennan Firth, who is living down in Argentina. He's going to be here actually talking about some of his pre-releases and pouring some of his wines. So we'll have an Argentine winemaker this year at Argentina Heart and Soul as well.
Oh, how exciting. I mean, you're bringing a little bit of authenticity. Latin like you needed it, Matthew Landon. But now you talked about the wines, 35 selections. Now, of course, the first varietal that's jumping to mind when you're thinking about an Argentinian food and wine event, you know, of course, Malbecs. I'm sure you're going to be showcasing several wonderful Argentinian Malbecs. But what other wines can your guests be prepared to taste while they're walking around the courtyard?
Well, you know, there are a few different wines that are made down in Argentina. You know, one of the ones that will be featured is Brendan Firth's Cepas Elegidas, and that is a Torontes. So, you know, it's a nice white kind of, you know, summer kind of a wine, kind of comparable to like a Pinot Grigio, but with just a little bit more acid to it. So, you know, there'll be some Torontes, and then there'll be some other wines from Argentina for people to try as well.
Beautiful. And I love how you just gave our listeners just a little bit of a tease
a
on what the menu is going to be. Because, you know, this is only an hour show, Matt. And it would be nearly impossible for you to really literally read the entire menu in the hour that we have for this show. I want to urge all of our listeners to go to HaciendaDelSol.com and check on Argentina Heart and Soul under Hacienda Happenings, because you're going to feast on all these wonderful menu items. And for you, say $55, that's all inclusive, Matthew?
That is all inclusive, correct? So it's one of the better outside wine and kind of barbecue food events that, you know, we do here in Tucson. And up here at Hacienda, we hold a couple of them each year. So if you haven't been to one, you know, we do have a lot of fun. And like I said, it gives us a real big chance to kind of showcase our talents outside of the restaurant as well.
Beautiful. Now I understand there's going to be some tango. Opportunities. John Farlow, I don't know how your tango is
these days. I've been brushing up, and I think I've got this competition in hand. So,
but I mean, there's going to be plenty of opportunities, Matthew Landon, for people to get up and do a little dancing. Is that right?
Oh, there certainly will. We do. We have some tango dancers that we have added, you know, to this lineup for this year. So we have a couple professionals coming in that are going to be doing the tango over in the inner courtyard. We have our Spanish guitar player, Eduardo Costa, who plays Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday here in the dining room, who is fantastic. So he'll be playing some music for everyone to enjoy the tango. And I'm not sure, this is the first time we've added it to the lineup, so we're not sure if they're going to be able to actually participate in with the tango, but we're hoping that's something that they might be able to do.
Well, I'm going to participate in the tango. I want you to write that down because now you're going to be a sellout. If Matt Russell's doing the tango.
Matt Russell. Matt Russell tango right there. 4:30.
Hashtag.
Make sure you have those Malbecs ready for it.
Right. So. Matthew Landon, the annual Argentina Heart and Soul tomorrow from 4 to 7 at the Hacienda del Sol. How can people get tickets for tomorrow's event?
Well, if you'd like, you can go ahead and give us a call here up at the restaurant. The phone number is 520-529-3500. We can go ahead and make a reservation for you. Or if you'd like, you could just show up tomorrow to the event at 4 o'clock, and we'll be taking walk-ins for the whole entire event as well.
That's great. And before we let you go, what are your attire suggestions for tomorrow's event?
Well, I mean, this is Tucson. You never know if it's going to be hot outside or not. So we always like to say, Tucson casual for those people who still like to go out and enjoy themselves in some flip-flops and some cargo shorts. So it's not going to be anything too dressy, but if you want to dress up, we always welcome that as well.
You're singing my song. Matthew Landon from the Hacienda del Sol. It's the annual Argentina Heart and Soul event at the Hacienda del Sol tomorrow starting at 4 o'clock, 529-3500 for tickets. My friends, my fellow foodies, this is one event that you don't want to miss. Matthew Landon from the Hacienda del Sol, thank you so much for everything that you and your team do up there to keep us all libated and fed with a smile.
Our pleasure, Matt. Always great to be on the show as well.
Thanks so much, Matt. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a sponsor or two. And when we come back, we're going to be returning to the Coldies and the Stubbies and the Terps and the Amber Fluid and what else we can get our hands
on.
Well,
it's chock-a-block packed in here, so we're totally good. I think we're going to have some chips, too. So.
Very good. You don't want to miss this, fellow foodies. You're listening to On the Menu live on AM 790 KNST. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio, and it's only here on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live, fellow foodies. Matt Russell broadcasting deep in the heart of happy hour at Aussie Cantina at 1118 East 6th Street on the corner of 6th and Fremont. You know, just look for the red balloons, the blue balloons, and John Farlow and Matt Russell drinking Cooper's
beer.
We're
throwing back some Terps right now.
Are we not having a great time?
This is a great time.
At this pre-party, this is tailgating the way tailgating should be.
Exactly. Inside, air-conditioned.
It's just absolutely beautiful.
Patio's going. The snags are out there with the beer. It's great.
And we want to remind our fellow foodies, in addition to the great $2 off appetizers, Aussie rolls, and alcoholic beverages, they're also doing $2 cans of beer and $2 sausage sizzles. They're grilling sausages
right out
there.
They've got their own tailgate out here. So that's
why would you want to be anywhere else?
Yeah, Forget the main square or anything like that. It's like, we're coming here.
Well, so, the main square is right here on stage in the beautiful bar of the Aussie Cantina. And speaking of bar and cantina, you think about, all right, what's the next segue to bring on our next guest? There's a guy that knows quite a bit about bars and cantinas, probably more so than anyone we've had on our show in a long, long time. And what he's done to transform this place into the totally uber cool place for hanging out, his partner here at Aussie Cantina, Ralph Avella. Ralph, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, guys. Cheers.
Cheers to you. Is that on the list, John?
It is.
Cheers,
it
official
is.
Australia word.
Cheers is on there.
Well, let me say congratulations, Ralph Avella, for everything that you and your team have done. I mean, you guys have only been open for, a week and a half?
Yeah, about a week and a half now, actually.
And look what's happened.
This is beautiful, isn't it? Having a full room, a bunch of people about to go and the U of A game wearing all red.
That's right. And, and they're going to go to the game. They're going to bring them a victory. And they're all coming back here at Austin.
We're going to go beat up the Utes.
That's exactly right.
This is also Celebration Headquarters after the game. So.
That's exactly right. Let's just call it what it is. Celebration Headquarters.
This is the after party
Bring home the victory to Aussie Cantina.
Before game, after game, the whole nine yards.
So, I've never been to Australia. John has been down there. Mm-hmm. Of course, we're going to be talking to Glenn Murphy, who spent quite a few years down there.
Yeah, it's pretty much half his life. Yeah,
pretty much half his life. I feel like I don't even have to go to Australia. I just come down here.
Even better. You don't
have
15-hour flight, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So big and bold move, Ralph Avella, to put the name Cantina in the name of this restaurant. That tells our fellow foodie listeners that this really is kind of a bar-driven atmosphere. What's your vision when it comes to creating an authentic bar for the folks that are looking for an experience from the land of plenty?
Well, first off, obviously, there's going to be a lot of, being that we're a pub, there's going to be a lot of influence on beer. I think most people, when they hear the name pub, when they hear cantina, when they think of anything in that style area, beer is the number one thing. So we got 24 different handles back there.
Wow.
Plus a few in the cans, a few special ones that you don't find in draft. But that being said, we also have a great little cocktail list, our cantina cocktails. We have a cool little wine list. We call our walkabout wine list to, again, go back to the Aussie theme. So with the wines, we're kind of looking at all the specialty typical items from around the world. So New Zealand Sauv Blanc, Riesling from Germany, obviously a Chardonnay from California, Cabernet from California, Malbecs from Argentina, which
Beautiful.
We just talked about. So, you know, really trying to get a good world-type view going on it.
And I think, and I'm sure you've done lots of R&D, Ralph, to bring home just the finest libations.
Yeah, especially when it comes to wine, I would say. Wine and bourbon, I definitely have done my fair share of research.
What a coincidence. I'm a bourbon guy myself. Yeah. But anyway, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, Ralph, was your wine list here. Because, again, when you think about canteen, you think pub, you're thinking, they're probably going to cut corners on the wine. You've got some beautiful wines on this list.
You know, definitely in my background, I come from a little bit more of a fine dining background. I don't tell most people, but I am a certified Somm, even though I think this is much more of a young, fun type beer, whiskey shop type place. But that being said, everybody that knows me knows that I have to have some killer
wines.
The
wine has to be here. So.
Yeah, maybe not a huge list, but that being said, the wines that I have really have to stand out a little bit.
That's great. Well, you know, it's a beautifully put together and respectable a selection of wines. But, you know, when you're thinking about Australia and you're thinking about beer, and we all know what Australian for beer is.
Oh, killing me.
You've got to be the world's leading producer sales for Foster's on tap here at Aussie Canteen.
I have a good feeling we'll definitely be Arizona's best seller.
No doubt.
So, talking about beer, you know, if you talk to most Aussies, and you say Foster's, it's kind of like Americans when we hear Budweiser, Bud Light.
Yep.
It's you know, it's not there. What most people don't realize is the Australian government actually has this huge export tax on beer and on alcohol. Not on wine, but on the heavy stuff and on beer.
Is that why we don't have Bundaberg?
That's why you don't have Bundaberg. That's why we don't have 4X. That's why we don't have Tui's.
Yeah.
And so, obviously, we have a Facebook page. My Facebook page has been getting inundated by people from Australia saying, mate, if you're going to open up a real Aussie pub, you can't, you know, Foster's.
Exactly.
And so we very graciously, for those numerous times that we've gotten those messages, say, well, guys, call your governor. Exactly. Tell your guys that, you know, they need to stop hitting us up on this hard tax. And, you know, Foster's gets away with it because Foster's is actually brewed in Canada in addition to being brewed in Australia.
Okay.
So they kind of get around it. We also have Cooper's, which is a great one.
That's what we're drinking
beer.
Today.
Yeah, three beers from Cooper's. We have their sparkling, we have their pale ale, and then we also have their stout. I'm a huge fan of the stout. It definitely has a great little coffee finish on it. You know, it's a little bit more, not as rich as Guinness, a little more dry, a little more coffee and chocolate. So I'm a huge fan of that.
Well, you've got all the corners covered here right here at Aussie Cantina. One of the things I wanted to talk to you about as well, Ralph Favela, was the cocktail list. Now, you know, there's just been an explosion, this renaissance in mixology. And, you know, and we've gone, you know, when I was a bartender 25 years ago, and if it wasn't Cuervo or Coors, I couldn't do it. I didn't know what to do. But now there's so much thought and intention being put into creating a cocktail kind of driven environment, and you've got some killer cocktails on this list.
Matt, I thank you for saying that. One thing I will say is about the mixology thing. It seems like every waiter nowadays is a Somm and every bartender is a mixologist. You know, I've been doing this for a while, just, you know, for going on 3 decades now. And, you know, one thing I wanted to try to do with this cocktail list was go back to what cocktails are all about. What are they about? They're about having fun. I'm not so worried about having all these exotic ingredients that, you know, that the bartender can act like he's got 10 years of study. You know, I want people to have fun. So definitely there, you know, there's some good mixes on there, but they're all pretty fun, common things that you would know, just put together, you know, nice little mixes. But the idea, again, is laid back, relax, have fun, enjoy yourselves, and don't think so much about what you're drinking. Because at the end of the day, what is it? It's a cocktail.
It's not a
science
class.
It's not an experiment. Don't overthink
exactly.
it.
Exactly. You know, John got here hours before the broadcast just to do a little research.
Yeah, I had to check it out.
He started with the Aussie Sunset, but we've got about another minute before we go to a commercial break. What's the one cocktail on this list that you think is really defining Aussie Cantina from a cocktail perspective? What's outselling all the others?
Well, I mean, they're all like my children, so I can't just pick out one.
Like selfish choice here.
So I'm going to pick out two. One you already named, the Aussie Sunset. I mean, just the name of it, it's such a beautiful presentation. It's got all these reds and oranges in the drink. And, you know, and that being said, it's again, a nice, laid-back, fun drink.
Yep.
My personal favorite on there, though, is the Old Fella Bluey. It's kind of a take on an old-fashioned, hence the Old Fella. But it's got, instead of muddling the traditional oranges and cherries, we're actually doing blueberries.
Beautiful.
So I actually have muddled some blueberries in there, a little bit of bitters just to give it a little more of a flavor. And then Maker's Mark, which is probably my number one favorite fluid on this planet. So, you know, so blueberries, and the blueberries are subtle. So I know most bourbon drinkers are going to be like, blueberries and Maker's Mark?
Yeah.
It's subtle. It's just a little finish on the end. But definitely those two, I would say, would be my personal favorites.
Well, Ralph Favela, we've got some work to do. We're going to start at A and work our way down the list. Thank you so much for creating a great cocktail and beverage landscape for us to participate in. We're going to be talking to Glenn Murphy and Sally Shamrell right after the break. We're going to be talking about food, and you're going to be giving away a gift card to experience Aussie Cantina to whoever calls in in with the when answer to the trivia question. So thanks so much for hanging out with us. We're going to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to On the Menu Live on AM 790 KNST. Don't go away.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of Happy Hour at Aussie Cantina at 1118 East 6th Street on the corner of 6th and Fremont. How am I doing, John?
You're doing well. Mate.
As I said to Glenn, Murphy before we started the show, my apologies.
Yeah.
I'm going to invoke every Australian stereotype under the sun because that's not a knife.
And we're not even pissed yet.
This is a knife. Anyway, we're doing great parties here. $2 off appetizers, $2 off alcoholic beverages. I lost count how many John's at.
Yeah.
$2 off Aussie rolls. We got $2 cans of beer on a patio. We got
$2
a sausage
snags.
Sizzle. Yep. What are sausages called?
Snags.
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 I'm going to have my first snag today.
I don't think it's snags. I think it's snags.
Anyway, we're surrounded by mates. And my, my mate of the day is the man behind all the magic here at Aussie Cantina. I'm going to be talking like this for 2 weeks,
you
John.
Are, yep.
You know, he's, you know, no one is going to question the authenticity of this place when they meet the man of the hour from Aussie Cantina, Mr. Glenn Murphy.
Well, welcome to a little bit of Australia.
Thank you very much. It's amazing that he's from Toledo. I mean,
yeah,
he's got,
right. He's got that accent down.
Chicago.
And to your left, you know, no stranger to the media sphere here in Southern Arizona, the lovely Sally Shamrell.
It's Shamrell Murphy, too.
Shamrell Murphy.
Yeah. We won't go on.
Clearly, yeah, your agent has obviously the little faux pas. A faux pas, Glenn Murphy.
Right.
I don't know, there's a little Cockney in Australia in the mix.
So yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to stop that right here now.
Yeah, thank God for that.
Congratulations, Glenn.
Thanks,
to
man.
You
I
and your team.
It.
I mean, I just, as I was saying to Ralph Avella in the last segment, you know, you guys have been open for a matter of hours, I think like
pretty
a week
much.
And a half.
Week
and you
half.
Take a look around, and people have really embraced this place.
Yeah, it's, you know, we've tried to grab a little bit of Australia and stuff it into these three rooms. It's sort of come together really well. We're very happy.
That's great. Now, you took a little departure. You were in Australia for a while. Sally, when did you leave Tucson years ago?
Well, actually, I left Tucson to be an actress in L.A., and that actually went well. And then
I remember you were in the practice or Boston Legal or some courtroom scenes.
Oh, that's true. That was background work. Yeah. I actually was on Young and the Restless. I played
Fantastic.
A doctor, a nurse, and a surgeon.
All in the same episode.
Great. And so no. Acting, you know, didn't work out for you, and you wanted to go down under and see how the world played down there?
Well, I reunited with a certain former bar owner from Tucson, Backstage Bar and Grill on Tankaverde.
Tankaverde, yeah.
Glenn Murphy. So I worked at KVOA at the time. This was back in 2000. And he started getting some pretty large-scale music acts in a small venue. So my station decided to start doing live shots at 6 o'clock on Fridays to talk about the music.
Mainly to get free tickets to get into
the
show.
Exactly. Was,
no such thing as bad advertising.
Exactly.
So we met then, and we just had a connection, but we were just friends. And then, you know, lost track of each other, reunited over email. And he was down under. He said, you know, come and visit me. I said, I just quit my job to become an actress. Now
and
I
it's an 18-hour plane ride, by the way.
Right.
But he finally talked me into it, and so we ended up moving there for 3 years.
Oh, nice.
He had a beach pub. You know, how could I refuse?
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful.
Probably one of
the I would have followed him down.
A strange move that we sell a beach pub on the beach in Australia to build an Australian pub on 6th Street.
In the middle of the Sonoran Desert, yeah. Right?
There's got to be some logic in there somewhere, but we don't know where it is.
Well, we can only celebrate the fact that you decided to come back here to Southern Arizona to reintroduce yourself to this great community and to do so in a way that speaks authentic Australia. Now, when you come up with this idea, this vision for what an Australian cantina menu has to include, what were the mandatories? What could you not do without here?
Well, you know, this thing sort of it morphed from a food truck, believe it or not.
Right.
Aussie Rolls
food truck, which incidentally will be on the road in a week or so.
Great.
But a sausage roll is sort of the Australian version of a hot dog. You know, when we go to the football, we eat sausage rolls, we don't eat hot dogs. So we sort of thought, what a great idea, bring that to the market. And then, of course, meat pies is Australia's mainstay dish.
Yeah.
And we've been very lucky. We've got Izzy on staff, our chef, has done an exceptional job on the meat pie. I'm going to bring one out for you guys to try and see.
Beautiful.
Oh, it is better than a meat pie in Australia, which is really odd. But they're braised short ribs in a flaky pastry. They're just amazing. So
beautiful.
You know, and we've got roux tacos because kangaroos and tacos seem to go together somehow.
Yeah, I wanted to dive a little deeply into that issue. So you're actually talking about Glenn Murphy, real kangaroo tacos.
Yep, kangaroo direct from Colorado.
Where the kangaroos are aplenty in Colorado. So what, describe the texture and the flavor profile of kangaroo.
You know, kangaroo is an extremely lean meat, so there's no fat in it at all. So if you overcook it, it just doesn't turn out well. So you tend to undercook it. This is ground kangaroo, so it's pretty much like ground beef. It's not gamey. It tastes like it actually, profile-wise, it's probably closer to venison.
Interesting.
Okay. But even that, it's just like a great piece of steak. We don't eat a lot of it in Australia, but it is around. I prefer the fillets. The kangaroo fillet is sensational.
Beautiful.
It's funny because speaking of venison, I mean, that's what I, as an American, would compare it to, is the kangaroo is like, you know, you hunt it for sport. You shoot it with your camera when you get to see one.
Right. Get them as they jump across the street when you're going down the road.
And then
it's the need for a rhubarb.
Exactly.
You've done your research.
I was down there.
All right.
But occasionally you eat them, and it's the same. You know, people are like, oh, they're so furry and cute. It's like, so is deer.
Yeah, right. And deer are delicious.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a food show. I mean, we're going to talk about kangaroo, and we're going to talk about eating
I haven't really found many animals that I don't find delicious. So.
You know, I traveled to Africa a few years ago, and I went right across the board on that stuff. I ate warthog, and I'm like, really? I never thought I'd be eating warthog. But it was fantastic, you know. So
it's all the preparation.
Yeah, it is, and the perception of it, you know. Apparently South Africans eat a lot of warthog.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, you've got this cantina atmosphere, but I want to, you know, I can't underscore enough that this is a culinary experience that you're getting here at Aussie Cantina, because you think cantina, you think, okay, this is going to be an appetizer-driven kind of a menu, and now you've got all your bases covered in terms of what's available, and there's some things here that I promise you, fellow foodies, you're not going to find anywhere else in Southern Arizona, but you've got some of these main dishes. I mean, you got to have bangers and mash.
Right, yep. You know, that's another mainstay dish. And, you know, things like the Lamburger. I don't think
that
there's a Lamburger in town.
Lamburgesa.
Believe it, Lamburgesa. Yeah, figure that out. Aussie Cantina Lamburgesa. Actually, that was Ralphie's idea, and it is fantastic.
It's a big seller.
It sells. Yeah, we were a little surprised, actually, because people.
I saw a picture on your Facebook page, and it looked amazing.
Yeah. So,
I took that picture.
Nice job.
Okay, so.
Well done.
Yeah, my wife and I were stopped in our tracks. By the lamb chop photo that was on your Facebook page, because it had this sort of cascade of this glistening sauce that was on there, and that looked like you went out and hired a professional photographer. I mean, the food tells the story no better than anybody here. Talk about the lamb. I mean, that's just a gorgeous dish, it looks like.
It's funny because, again, as an American, do I have to keep telling people that I'm an American?
Yeah, I know.
You don't have to say that.
I think Glenn's the only one that has
it. Please listen to my accent. I try the Australian accent, and he tells me I do not succeed. But anyway, you know, I never liked lamb because, again, it was very gamey. And I had tried it a couple times in my life, but it wasn't until we moved down to Australia that I realized, oh, Australian lamb is much different than lamb raised in Colorado, which is funny that we get the roux from
Australia.
We will not serve lamb that is not from New Zealand or Australia because they know how to do it. Obviously, that is their primary industry. Right. And so I think it's delicious. And these French cut chops that we call our lollipop lamb chops have a pistachio mint pesto.
Gorgeous.
And it is really divine. I don't often describe food as divine.
Yeah, but, you know,
but
it's one of those dishes
that's what we're talking about.
We didn't think they were going to fly. In fact, a lot of my friends in the market are sort of saying, you know, they're too expensive. They're not going to sell. We sell the hell out of them. They're walking out the door because they're so good.
That's beautiful. You know? We're talking to Glenn Murphy and Sally Shamrell from Aussie Cantina, 1118 East 6th Street on the corner of 6th and Fremont. You know, just look for the red balloons and the blue balloons and the John Farlow fan club. They're sort of filing their way into the bar here.
It's acting here now.
We've got snags on the grill for $2. We got cans of beer for $2. $2 off appetizers, Aussie rolls, alcoholic beverages. I mean, the party, I just get the sense that every time I walk in here, it's going to be just like this.
I certainly hope so.
That's why we're here. Right, exactly. Anyway, now you and your charity, you're going to be giving the opportunity for one of our listeners to call in and win a gift card if they're the first person in on our very busy lines to answer the trivia question. So I know you're giving some thought to what that might be. We're going to be checking in with you in a couple of minutes to see what that might be. Talk about your hours of operation. You got a full. This is a full-time, full-day operation here?
We open at 11 in the morning, close at midnight, Sunday through Thursday. Fridays and Saturdays we're open until 1 or 2 o'clock, depending on what's going on. Kitchen shuts at 10 every night, and on Fridays and Saturdays, once again, at midnight.
So, okay. And that's a full menu till midnight.
Menu.
Oh, that's great.
So no one else is doing that. I mean, you get the bar menu where there's three or four items on it, and that's right. All you got. You got a full menu up until late hours.
Absolutely.
Hour. Fantastic.
You know, and pretty soon the food truck will be on the road, too, so you'll see this little Aussie kangaroo bouncing around town. So.
Well, let's talk about Aussie Rolls. So this is the food truck that we're, like you said, we're about a week away from the time that this hits the streets. To much acclaim, is this kind of going to be a mobile version of Aussie Cantina? What's the vision on the food truck?
Yeah, not really. it's... We're specializing in the sausage rolls, so that's the Latina, the traditional and the veggie roll, and the actual apple roll as well. So they're the mainstays. We are going to try the pies out. The trouble is we've only got a fairly small amount of room.
Right.
We don't cook in the truck. It's virtually a delivery sort of style truck.
And how do people kind of keep up with where you're going to be? I mean, you have a Facebook page, or you're going to update that on a fairly regular basis?
Facebook. I mean, that seems to be a part of our everyday language these days.
Well, you know, the food truck is called Skippy. Because growing up, Glenn watched, might have watched Lassie and Flipper, you know, the dolphin.
But, this is a true story.
But Glenn watched Skippy the bush kangaroo.
This guy could fly helicopters. It was an actual kangaroo. And I've heard stories over the years that there was actually about 15 Skippies because they're so hard to control. But this guy, you know,
they kept crashing the helicopter.
Right, exactly. They had, you know, these little fake paws that, you know, would reach into a car and take the keys out.
Like toots the cow.
Right.
Oh, look, and what a coincidence. The Skippy pie has just arrived here.
That's not Skippy pie.
So anyway, as we make way for the cornucopia of goodness that has just arrived here at the table here in our broadcast pavilion at Aussie Cantina. Again, fellow foodies, we're broadcasting live. This show is going to stop at 6 o'clock, at 5 o'clock, but we want to remind you that the party, in fact, is not going to end at 5. In fact, I don't think it's ever going to end.
I don't think so. I don't even think it's going to end during the game.
I think
everybody's just abandoned the game. They're staying over here.
But
so.
we declared with Ralph Avella that this is going to be the official victory party tonight once we do you-know-what to the Utes. We're going to remind everybody to come back over to Aussie Cantina and experience this great place to raise a glass. Are we raising glasses or terpies or stubbies
or
what are we doing? I've lost track.
We're raising stubbies.
We're raising stubbies.
Stubbies of grog.
It's a family show, John.
I've got at least 75% of this list down.
Okay. So we're staring down three what appear to be quite authentic dishes right from the heart of the Aussie Cantina menu. Glenn, where would you suggest we start here? We've kind of got a rotating a profile of flavors here. Where are we starting?
Absolutely. Root chips. I'm sorry. I had a little mental block there. Green chili, ground kangaroo beef, cheese, and steak fries.
Okay, so we're doing kangaroo.
Kangaroo.
We're making history. This is my first kangaroo encounter. I didn't actually think it was going to be like this. But, I mean, right away, okay, a fair amount of meat on this.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not skimping on the meat.
No, there's no point in that.
All right, so I'm going in, John.
I like the brief moment of silence was Matt actually taking a picture of the root chips. And now John's
taking a picture of the meat pie, so that's, and these lamb chops.
Everywhere a photo op down at Aussie
Cantina.
That's
what we do. Here, I get a picture of Matt indulging in the roux. Wow.
You're right. Not gamey.
Not gamey at all.
Full of flavor.
Yeah.
A wonderful flavor. Oh, not gamey at all.
So I seem to have got the big one.
I never thought I'd use the word approachable when talking about a kangaroo.
Right. Because they're really not very approachable on the board.
Absolutely beautiful. So, and this has got hatch green chilies. You got some cheese on here. Beautiful steak fries or chips, as you say.
Right.
Kangaroo meat. This is on your starter menu. So. I mean, I could just dive right through those.
What's the version of those here?
It's almost like nachos.
Yeah. Sort of
with potato chips. Yeah.
All right. They're Australian nachos. Just absolutely beautiful. And the hatch chili.
I'm impressed that you call them chips.
You've been really good at getting indoctrinated.
Sometimes I get confused which language I'm speaking.
Yeah. So Izzy is your chef?
Izzy.
Okay,
yes.
So Izzy has nailed this one because you've got a little bit of the spice from those chilies. Not overpowering. It's a lovely mild, but you're getting that full chili flavor. You're sort of complementing that wonderful rich taste of that kangaroo. Who would have thought it, Glenn Murphy?
Yeah, you know, these things sort of appeared over a bottle of wine.
Just one, Glenn?
Yeah, just one. When you call something the Aussie Cantina, you've really got a little bit of license to go wherever you want.
That's right. Okay, well, I know where I'm going, Glenn. Right. Okay, we're going to go right here for these babies.
Absolutely. Okay. That is the best dish on the menu, in my opinion.
These are the lollipop lamb that we talked about with that great, there's a mint, did you say a pesto on here, Sally?
Mint pistachio pesto.
Now, you think lollipop lamb, you think, you know, these are small one-bite babies. These are huge.
Yeah, I can't believe he's using a knife and fork. I've never seen that.
Well, you set me up. Not a knife. Sorry. I just can't help myself. All right, I'm going in.
I figured if somebody else wanted to. Oh, my God.
Beautiful. Perfectly tender. Cooked perfectly. The fat with that pistachio.
I can eat that.
And the mint
every day.
Comes together.
That was really
and this
good.
Rich. Oh, my gosh.
Glenn does eat
I've
it every
never
day.
Had anything like that.
These will be on the truck, correct? When you
that could be really tricky, but they turned out to be extremely popular, and they're just a great flavor.
They are amazing.
Just a great flavor indeed. Okay, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. This is the time to give away an Aussie Cantina gift card to the first person that calls in with the right answer to the question. Have you had some time to think?
We want to do
not too hard.
It's not going to be
not
that
too
hard.
Easy. Okay, what's the trivia question of the week?
What's the name of the huge rock in the middle of Australia?
Oh, great question. What's the name of the huge rock in the middle? Sorry.
The monolith.
What is the name of the huge rock that is right there in the middle of Australia?
The world's biggest monolith.
And for fun, if they know the Aboriginal name,
that's pretty good.
Oh, wow. Well, so, you know, we got some people here that think they know. You got a cell phone. Use it. Put it to good work. Anyway, the number to call is 880-KNST. That's 880-5678 for a chance to win a gift card to experience Glenn and Sally and Aussie Cantina for yourself. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live with my celebrity co-host for the full hour, the Honorable John Farlow.
He's got his mouth full
with mint pistachio pesto dripping down his chin. That's how you roll, John. I mean, this is it.
You know what? That's why I wore the white shirt.
Seriously good lamb, fellow foodie. Seriously good kangaroo chips. We're going to talk about a meat pie here in just a couple of minutes. If John would just put his fork down.
I already destroyed
for crying out loud. Okay, you know what? When we read the question, Glenn and Sally, every single light and line at KNS he went up. It's like July 4th over there.
Fantastic.
People think they know the answer to this question. Again, what is the trivia question of the week?
What is the name of the large rock in the middle of Australia?
Okay, there's a large rock in the middle of Australia. And if you think you know the answer to the question, again, give us a call right now, 880-5678. We're going to go to line one and see if Ed has the answer to the question. Ed, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hi, nice to talk to you.
Okay, Ed, thank you for listening. I so want to give you this gift card. What's the answer?
Ayers Rock. A-Y-E-R-S.
Very good. That's the right answer.
Is that the right answer?
That is the right answer. Ed, do you know the Aboriginal name?
No, I do not. Well, I've been to Australia when I was in the Navy.
Right. Well, back in those days, probably they called it Ayers Rock. They've actually changed it to the Aboriginal name. But I won't say that yet. We'll find out what's going on next.
Okay, great. So, Ed, congratulations. Caller number one, you absolutely nailed it. So, have you ever been to – now, you've been to Australia, as you said, serving in the Navy, and let me just say thank you for your service. Let me ask you, have you been to Aussie Cantina in the 19 hours since they opened their door?
Oh, I have not.
Okay, well, listen, Ed, you are in for a treat. It's going to be Glenn and Sally's personal privilege to host you here. We're going to get you a gift card in the mail, so don't go away. Stick around because Cindy back at the studio is going to get all your information. We're going to send that gift card out to you in the mail.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much. So, Ayers Rock. Is that
it's Ayers.
Ayers.
You know, that's one. We're an Australian. We say it the way we say it, but it's probably, how would you pronounce that?
I would pronounce it Ayers.
Ayers.
Okay.
Because you guys put
R's
where there's no R's.
Although I have been taught that it's Melbourne, not Melbourne.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course.
It's not Brisbane, it's Brisbane.
because anything that we can shorten, we do. Anything that needs to be lengthened, we do. So it's the complete opposite.
Well, Ed is going to be very happy when he comes into Oz Cantina to experience this whole thing for themselves. So
should we reveal the Aboriginal name?
Let's
you,
do it.
I know
yeah.
you were holding back, babe.
Okay.
It's Uluru.
Uluru. Okay,
yeah.
May I call you babe, by the way? Have we gotten to that point? I mean, Sally opened the door. I thought I'd shut it. It'll stay Glenn for at least the next 4 minutes and 55 seconds.
Right.
But anyway, what do you miss most about Down Under, about home?
Well, to be honest, our boat. We're boat people, and it's pretty tough here, but we are going to Mexico next weekend.
Right.
There you go.
Get a little bit of water action down there, and... But, you know, the beach.
Who's going to watch the... I mean, so Ralph and the team here?
Ralphie's... These guys have
got everything
covered. They don't need me. I'm just the Aussie in the Aussie canteen. Like,
he's just the guy they hired out of Central Casting.
He's the right. greeter.
So anyway, there's a meat pie, Glenn, that we haven't yet wrapped around our palates, and looks like John has already gotten well underway.
I've already taken mine.
What are you drinking, by the way, Glenn? I mean, everyone wants to know what beer you're going for.
You know, I don't really drink beer, to be really honest, but that's Tucson Blonde, and it is fantastic.
Okay, that's a Barrio.
Local beer. We've got four local beers on tap here, 24 others. I mean, 24 in total.
Beautiful.
But we're trying to get as much local stuff in here as we can.
That's great.
Same as all the ingredients. You know, if we can source stuff locally, we're all
perfect.
Over it.
Yeah, Barrio does a great job. In fact, we're going to be broadcasting this show live from Barrio Brewery on November the 2nd, so you don't want to miss that. We're going to be talking to Mr. Sipos, who just wrote a book about the 100 years of Arizona brewing.
Really?
This is a great book. It just came off the shelf, so we're going to be talking to him. So the meat pie. Talk about this, man.
That is braised, slow-braised short rib.
That's amazing.
House-made pastry, everything. We've got our own pastry chef, so anything you see coming out of here is all made here. But that's about as good as it gets for an Aussie pie.
Yeah, that is really
good. Little braised short rib.
And the classic combination of mash and peas with it.
See, really in Australia, we just cover that in ketchup. And I'm not kidding.
So how long are you braising this beef? I mean, this is it's so tender. You've reduced it down in such a way that you've
We do. I believe it's about 3 or 4 hours that we braise it for.
Gorgeous.
It is slow braised in the oven. So
this is a meal.
It is.
This is a meal.
That's exactly.
And you don't really hear house made and cantina ever in the same sentence.
Right.
So you guys are kind of redefining what a food driven cantina is really all about.
The funny thing about this pie is, Izzy said, what is Australian food? When we first met, you know, Izzy was at Kingfisher for a long time
and Union.
And I said, you know, we've got to make an Australian meat pie. And he goes, I don't even know what language you're talking, you know. The second one he made was the best pie that I've ever eaten in my life.
And those are bold words.
I mean, and I'm serious. I'm very impressed with the way he's picked up the cuisine and really run with it. You know, the dingo dogs, by the way, which is a thing on the menu that Izzy came up with. And I'm like,
the dingo dogs.
Yeah, dingo dog. You know, dingo is a wild dog in Australia.
Right.
It's basically a corn dog, but with an English sausage in it and dipped in this mustard. It is off the map.
Unbelievable.
And I never thought I'd say that about a corn dog. It's phenomenal.
Now, your friends and family are listening back in Australia saying, what's happened to him?
Right. Yeah.
But when this meat pie lands on the table, quite literally, it's like an unidentified flying object that lands and sort of hovers over the table. I mean, this is glorious food.
Exactly.
It's a glorious setting that you and Sally have created, and our hat is off to you. It's just we're having a ripper of a good time.
Ripper of a good time.
You guys have got the vernacular down. I've never heard it. It's unbelievable. It's like a bad version of Crocodile Dundee.
What can we
expect? Was there a good version?
Well, yeah, right.
Ouch.
What can we expect out of Glenn and Sally as we head into the fall months?
Well, lots of things happening at the Cantina. Live entertainment coming up on the weekends. We've got DJs on the weekends.
Nice.
We've got our buddy from Australia coming over on the 3rd of November.
Great.
His name's Squid, believe it or not.
One
man and his guitar, and he's awesome. He's a real Aussie. He will play all day and all night.
And that's November, you said?
He flies into LA on the 3rd, I think. 3rd or 4th, so he'll be here that week. But so long as we've got enough Coopers on tap, he will stay.
He'll play forever.
And I'll be here. Website for everybody so they
AussieCantina.com.
AussieCantina.com. Anyway, Glenn Murphy, Facebook, Sally Shamrell, thank you so much. Welcome home, babe.
Yeah. Cheers, mate.
Anyway, John Farlow, thank you so much for your contributions to this
Absolutely.
Delicious broadcast. If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and John Farlow reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5, it's on the menu live. See you at Aussie Cantina. Have a great weekend.